Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Life with Goldie podcast, where we travel around the world talking to all the Golden Hoodie recipients about their journey in the Salesforce ecosystem. I'm your host, Mia Pacey, but today I'm truly traveling around the world, and we're talking with Ali. Thanks for joining us, Ali.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Africa, everybody. This is Ali Mali, and I'm really pleased to have this session with
this
you.
This is amazing. So much for inviting us. Africa is the next continent. We haven't been here yet. We haven't spoken to any Golden Hoodies in Africa. So I'm actually stoked to be here. Everyone, I guess I'm in Sydney, Australia. So this is a really good journey for us to travel across the world to have a different perspective on the Golden Hoodie. So I'm really excited to hear your story. Can we jump right into it? And can you take us through how Salesforce and Trailhead came into your life?
So I'll start by, it was in 2016. I just finished college and I was looking for somewhere that I can do internship. And I walked into this nonprofit organization looking for a job to do an internship for like 3 months so that I can finish my project. And they gave me a chance. I worked there for 3 months. And then after that, I finished up my project and they called me back again because they really, really liked my job. I worked at the IT department as an IT associate. And so when I was back and I was hired by that organization, that's when Salesforce was introduced to them. At that time, I was managing the social enterprise where I was managing the all their social platforms. I was managing Shopify. And then they had a program, a volunteer program, where people from Salesforce were coming to that nonprofit organization to volunteer and give their skills on what they do at their jobs. It was skill-based volunteering. Yeah. So at that time, Salesforce was introduced. And they didn't have anyone to manage it as an admin. And there was the only person at the IT department who was like really managing all the other platforms. So they gave me Salesforce as my other project. I was really new. I didn't know how Salesforce works. I didn't have any information about there is a CRM out there that called Salesforce. So they introduced me to Trailhead. I started doing the badges. And I worked with a team. The first team that came, it was a team of seven Salesforce employees. And they started from scratch, checked all departments, how we can use the NPSP pack and how we can utilize the CRM to our daily work basis and our daily business processes of the organization. And I was there when... I was there when we started like from scratch how to use Salesforce, and it was super it was super crazy for me because I was like I didn't know how this application works. I didn't know anything about it, and Trailhead helped me, and we moved from step to step, and that's how I started. That's how I started using Salesforce, and that's how I was introduced.
So that's truly throwing it in the deep end, I think they'd say, when they say, oh, here's the platform, go ahead and try and use it. Was that daunting?
I called it baptism by fire because it was like, we have these projects that we need to transfer everything to Salesforce. We had our organization data. We had to integrate Shopify with Salesforce. We had to integrate other platforms with Salesforce. And the integration part, I was working with a team, but managing everything, because I was the one who knows how the other platform works. I was the one who was managing the other platform. So I had all the info, and I was working with a team of architects, and I was like just there seeing things how they work. And it was super cool for me. From then, I picked up Salesforce, and we use it to manage the community around. We were using it for each and every department that was there, and the team they were coming in and coming out. So I was dealing with one team at this period, and then maybe after 3 months there is another team that comes to volunteer, and it was like dealing with different teams using the same same platform.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, like, different users is just enough, but if you're going to change the users you talk to every few months, that is impressive. Well done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. And then after, like, a year, that was in 2016, 2017, they realized the good job that I was doing at the community, because based on the reports, based on the data that we are collecting, based on the community around the feedback that we are getting, for me, it was working in that working in that organization as giving back to the community. And the job that I was doing, they saw like the good job that I was doing, and I was invited to do the admin keynote. That was like super cool. I didn't expect that, because I told my director one day when we were having a one-on-one conversation, like, he asked me, what is your biggest fear? I told him, I have a phobia of talking in front of people, like a large mass of people. I can't do it. Like, I usually have this anxiety of talking in front of people. And he told me, like, wow, because I got this invitation by Salesforce guys. They told me that you are invited to go and do an admin keynote. I was like...
I just finished telling you that I'm scared of...
Tell me first. It was like, I just finished telling you that that's my phobia. And yeah, so I told him, like, he told me, like, it's okay if you feel like you can't do it. We can push it forward. We can reschedule. I told him, like, there's no issues. I can pick it. I can do it. Yeah. So see, up to that point, I started practicing. I started talking to people. I started, like, looking into things. Like, I just... trained myself how to overcome that fear. And they gave me that invitation prior. Like, it was, I had a 6 months duration of, like, practicing how I can overcome my fear and everything. And when that time came, I was super ready. Everything happened well as expected.
Yay.
yeah, so I speak in admin a keynote, and it was like over 5,000 people looking at me. It was live. Everyone, like almost everyone who was watching the admin keynote on YouTube, like, everything was amazing. I loved it. It was my first time to go outside of Africa, go to
Is it Dream? It was Dreamforce, it was wasn't
in
it?
San Francisco. Yeah, it
amazing.
Was Dreamforce. It was
oh
Dreamforce.
My goodness.
Dreamforce, yeah. So, first time in Dreamforce, first time in San Francisco. It was a period during my birthday, so that was the best birthday.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And so I went into that keynote. For me, I just know, like, I'm just doing the admin keynote, yeah? And I didn't know about the golden hoodie, I swear. I had no information about, like, in Salesforce, there is something called Golden Hoodie. I didn't know. Until I was there on the stage after I was done with my speech. And then they told me, like, hold on, there is something else. Like, they just, and then someone came with a Golden Hoodie, and it was like the best feeling ever. I was like, this is,
yeah.
this is amazing. I didn't know that you guys have this. I felt like a king. I felt like I'm being crowned something that is really important.
Yeah, it yeah. is. And it's such an amazing feeling. So I'm sure that you were there, you were prepared, you did your speech, you were like, I've overcome this fear. And then they said, but wait, hold on. You probably, like, stomach sank because you're like, I haven't prepared for this.
I was like, is there something else that I need to say? At the back of my mind, I was thinking, like, was there something else that I was supposed to say that I missed? Or, like, am I going to be given another task of, like, having another session of a speech?
Yeah.
Or, like, I was like, I didn't prepare for that. My speech is done now.
Let me leave.
Go out of stage and go and sit down. I was like, hold on, we have something else for you.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I had the golden hoodie. We took a selfie. And it was the best film.
It is. It gives me goosebumps to think about it, just to have no idea, to be first time in San Fran out of Africa and to be presented a golden hoodie, which is very, very prestigious and shiny in our ecosystem. So it is an amazing feeling. Do you remember it fondly and you go, this is one of the most memorable moments, or has something topped it? Like...
It's there at the top. One of my best memories, like, I have in my life, it's that moment when I went on stage. I gave a speech, and then after giving a speech, I was presented the golden hoodie. Like, that is there at the top. Always, I'll always remember this. I'll always give this story even to my grandkids.
If you can. So good. And they can watch it on YouTube.
It was the best film
ever. Yeah. Everything's now, like, ingrained into the internet. We can just relive it every time.
Exactly, yeah.
So we talk about, like, getting it, and you obviously came home and it became all shiny, and now it's part of you and your area and what you do and making sure that you shine a light and continue to do good. But when you look back on it, has it changed anything for you, like, professionally or personally, or has it given you anything extra?
So personally, it's the courage that, again, like, I felt like I was given this task to do more. So since when I came back, I started inspiring my users. I talked to them, like, okay, because for them, you know, introducing someone to a new CRM while they were used to another platforms that they were using to run their daily processes, it was like that change of stopping using this platform and going to another platform. It was like super hard for me to try to convince people. But after that, like, I was like, it's easy, guys. If I did it, if I can do it, like, there is Trailhead, there is these modules that you can do. If you don't understand anything, I'm always there. Just give me a call or reach out. I'll help you. I'll sort you out. So I worked with my team really, really well. And I felt this urge of, like, I can do more. I can provide more through Salesforce. And Trailhead was there to back me up. And also the community outside there, oh, is super amazing. So I didn't know, like, you can meet up with people, total strangers, and they can help you with any issue that you have with Salesforce.
It is crazy when you think about it, isn't it? Like, total strangers would be like, yes, yeah, I absolutely will give over my time for free and help you with this platform that we all kind of embrace and think is amazing. But I love how you said that courage was the number one thing that came out for you personally. That's beautiful. I really think I value that as well. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
So we talked to, and was there anything else you wanted to add about adding to you?
Yes. So, I came back and then worked with the organization for like 3 years, 3 years more. And then I decided, oh, it's time for me to change, because the organization was moving to another area. So while they were moving out, I decided to, like, okay, it's either I can choose to move out with them, or I can choose to, like, go work with another consulting company, because I was given an offer. A consulting company approached me, and then they said, like, okay, if you've been doing this, you have the experience, and you're one of the people around Kenya, Nairobi, Salesforce guys are very few, and if you can come and join us, this is what we are doing, and you can do amazing things with us. So I talked to my director, and during that time that they were moving to other place, I decided to join this other company. So I joined them as a Salesforce consultant. It was something of, like, volunteering for a bit and see how things are going. And yeah, so there I went to see another world, another people who are using Salesforce. I thought that maybe in Nairobi I'm the only guy who is using Salesforce. So I dealt with customers directly, building solutions. I told you about courage, yeah? So at the nonprofit organization, I was working as a Salesforce admin. In this other consulting company, I worked as a Salesforce consultant/developer. I was coding before, but I usually thought like, okay, coding in Salesforce.com, I can leave that to developers. I don't care about that as long as I know. I have my requirements, I know what I want, and I can put those requirements. And then if there is anything about coding is involved, I can push that to developers and they can do it for me. In this other side, I was given that chance of like, okay, here you have that chance of coding. You can be a developer if you want to. And I was like, oh, I can take that as a new challenge. And since then, I've shifted from an admin to admin stop developer. Until now, I can code. I can be a Salesforce admin and I can code at the same time.
That's amazing. So you got courage to train all your users and tell them about how easy they could do it because you did it. And then you got courage to step into that next challenge and start doing dev work in Salesforce. That's really good. Yeah. That's big leaps and bounds.
So it has been like...
Yeah, go.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I was going to go to the next question, but if you want to talk about something further.
So after working with the consulting company, I worked there for like 7 months, and then I moved to another company, of which it was really huge. It was a retail company. So remember, I was only dealing with the NPSP part, the nonprofit part, and then I moved to Sales Cloud now. The huge company, it was having like 9 branches.
Wow.
So previously, I used to manage customers, and the users that I was managing were like, I can say 10, 15. And then the company that I'm working with currently, it has over 200 users across 9 branches.
Wow.
And I'm a solo admin and a solo developer.
Wow, you are really king.
So you can imagine managing all you can imagine managing all those users and developing at the same time. So I said, any challenge that they come across me, I usually say like, I can do it. If I can't do it, I always have time. And if it's something that is like super complicated, I have the community that can back me up, and I have Trailhead.
So I'm very thankful that you're now spending time with us on a podcast, because it sounds like you don't have time to even sleep at your new organization. So yeah, you must be a very, very busy man.
Kind of busy.
Just kind of busy. But you said you'd reach out to the community if you needed some help. Let's talk about that a little bit more. How important is the community or the Trailblazer community to you and for your journey so far?
It's really important. So apart from the community outside there, we have a Salesforce community here in Nairobi. So we usually meet on a monthly basis to just catch up, see if anyone has issues that we can solve as a group. So the community has been super helpful for me. If it wasn't without that community, I wouldn't have this courage of like, okay, I can do this. If I didn't have anyone to back me up, that's what I'm saying. Like, if there was not that community, I think it could have been really hard for me to like cope up with things, or like getting how to maneuver around within Salesforce. So the community has been super helpful, and it has been there to as a backup for me always and forever.
And I'm sure you're giving back as much that you're gaining, because it sounds like you're so knowledgeable and you have so much now prospects to be able to courage and give back, the know how to challenge themselves, and you can teach people how to move from the from the admin to the dev space. Is it a big community in Nairobi?
It's a big, we're around, I can say it's more than 50 guys.
That's amazing.
I think, yeah.
You're fostering a fantastic community.
So I didn't know that it existed. I didn't know that it existed. I met a friend in San Francisco. He was also from Nairobi. He was the one who introduced me to that community. Yeah, so since then, we've been working together as a team.
That's fantastic.
And then if everyone is busy and they have questions that they can answer, that's when I go to... Ohana Slack, or I go to dev community in Salesforce.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I've been getting help everywhere, and I've also been helping And I've also been helping people around, mentoring other guys who think that they can, who are new to Salesforce, who they're just joining Salesforce. The other time I had a colleague, a former colleague who was in accounting, I think, and then he was super interested in joining, in wanting to know Salesforce and how Salesforce works. Right now he's an admin at a company here in Nairobi. So he shifted from accounting to being a Salesforce admin.
We love those stories.
And I assisted him all through here. I assisted him all through the process. And yeah, so I'm like, I usually tell people, being a trailblazer, it's like a calling. Doing Salesforce, I mean, it's kind of easy and not easy at the same time. You have to be dedicated. You have to like put your mind, put your thinking, everything together. Like you have to put your work for you to understand things. And you have to, like, if you have any questions, if you have anything, there is always someone who can assist you anywhere.
It is good, and it is, you're right, it is something that is a particular mindset in a trailblazer, I feel. You have to know when to ask for help, especially because some people, I guess it's difficult for them to acknowledge that they don't know something and to be able to reach out and ask for help. So it's good that you've actually got a community where everything is open and everyone is welcome to ask for help, and you guys can help each other through the difficulties you've got in your roles, your careers, or projects that you've got going on. So well done there. That's a really good call out.
Thank you.
You'd shared that story about you were helping mentor someone through their journey into becoming a Salesforce admin. So let's talk about what advice you have for any new trailblazers, maybe that are on a similar path to yourself or starting out in the ecosystem or hearing you speak about Nairobi's community and want to get involved. What advice do you have to those new trailblazers out there?
What advice I can give them is, do it. If you think that, if you want to join this community, we are here to help you. We are here to give any assistance. We're here to give any mentorship. So we'll make things easier for you. And always have that courage. Always have that curiosity of wanting to know Salesforce. And always have that trailblazer mentality of being at the forefront all the time. And if you feel like you're falling apart, there is always someone to give you a hand, and there is always someone to help you.
That's really lovely. I like
that. So that's the advice that I can give for people outside there.
That's really lovely. I like that you're saying that, please reach out. Don't be afraid. Just get involved. Would you say, like, just start? Like, just give your Trailhead account the first steps and dive straight in? Like, it just involves you starting, right?
Exactly, yeah. And Trailhead has almost everything if you want to learn anything. So I told you about learning to give a speech. I found a module in Trailhead of doing a keynote around that time. I was like, okay, I didn't expect this to be here, but I can use the information that is there in that module. And yeah, so everything is in, we actually have a lot of things in Trailhead that someone can learn.
There are a lot of soft skills too. You're right. I actually think I might have seen that one in preparation for doing a speech. I also can't speak in front of people without
it's
freaking out.
It's there.
Yeah. And there's like cooking and meditating and learning and networking. So yeah, I definitely good call out. You can learn other things other than technical Salesforce on Trailhead and just get started. Reach out to the community. That's a good one. So it looks like Ali has just been cut off from us, unfortunately, but we've had a great chat. But it was so good to be connected with across the world and discuss someone else's journey in the ecosystem. Awesome to call out that he found the Trailblazer community absolutely essential for being able to find those answers where you can't. And it's lovely to have a group of people to be able to discuss your problems with. Also been able to mentor in the ecosystem as well. And how fantastic was his story about being presented with the Golden Hoodie at Dreamforce San Francisco, his first time overseas out of Africa and first time in San Francisco, and came home with that shiny Golden Hoodie. Such an inspirational story to see what he's doing in Nairobi. So please reach out and connect with him. It was such an honor to be able to interview him. But tune in next time. Thanks for being with us on the Life with Goldie podcast.